Thanks for listening to Ace on the House on Podcast One.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Save big money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
What's it like for you watching games of your son coaching?
Agonizing.
It's a family affair on Attack Each Day, the Harbaugh's podcast.
You know, I didn't know there was actual work here.
Recent guests include Rich Eisen, Judge Judy, John Harbaugh, and the Sklar brothers.
That was definitely a great moment to tell our parents, hey, we're not going to go to law school. We're just going to go ahead and do a job we could have done out of high school.
Thanks for paying for college.
Exclusively on Podcast One Sportsnet. Get episodes every Tuesday at Podcast One and Apple Podcasts.
This is Corolla Digital.
Taking calls, home improvement tips, straight from the Ace Man's lips to those in need. They cover it all, A to Z, roof to basement and in between. Raise on the ladder and Ace got the hammer. Fixing your trouble with hilarious banter. So send your emails to the Postal and Punisher with his old buddy Ray. It's Ace on the House.
Hello and welcome to Sunday's edition of Ace on the Roof.
Gotta
Ace on the
get
House.
It
on!
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in.
Uh-huh.
What else can I say?
Nothing.
Thank you for supporting the show. Well, you're on a fucking roll already.
Well,
huh?
I'll tell you, I'm excited as heck. You know why? Because Christmas season is right around the corner, and you're a little bit oily today. And it's interesting how that works.
I suffer this. You know that.
What is it?
I have oily skin, man. I do.
It doesn't. You say that you are, but it doesn't look it to me.
I just showed you. I wiped my finger and showed you my shiny finger.
It doesn't look like oil.
What's it look like?
It looks like a dewy complexion, a man with fantastic skin for his age.
Do you know that my ex-girlfriend, when I would spend the night, there's an outline on the pillow.
Yeah.
She would go, look, I sleep next to an animal. I go, hey, thanks.
Wait, you would leave a residue of some
sort?
Yeah,
no, I'm oily.
No way.
Yes, there's an outline.
That's a lie.
Swear to God.
Does it come just off your head or anywhere else?
No, I get like a little body outline too.
It's like a crime scene.
It is. That's why I have to wash the sheets so often.
Do you
it's
really?
Oh, yeah. It's crazy. I never
would have known. Hey, Kalen's in the window.
What's happening,
fellas? You about ready to go on your fantastic voyage?
I'm ready. I've been ready.
What are you going to do?
Everything.
Let's hear about your swimwear choice. You doing the kind that has the little cape and the
what now?
You know, the swimwear with the cape where you go to the pool wearing something, a coverall, if you will, and then when you get there, you take that off and go in the pool.
It's like an unveiling.
No idea what you're talking about.
An unveiling.
Like a towel?
Sure. Or a robe.
Yeah, I'll have
kinda
a towel.
Kind of like Evel Knievel used to wear before he got on the bike. One of those, and a bathing suit.
Wait, you know that he's been going through. Kalen, does everyone know about your rigors about this?
What, my diet?
Your diet.
Have you been working out? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're going
to be clear. He's been starving himself. He's
not so you plan.
Vinny's diet stopped working, so I just stopped eating.
All right, get in here. Let's see. Take your shirt off. We're going to critique.
No.
Wait, you actually plan on going without any clothes and just a suit poolside?
He wants to be sexy.
Yeah. And in the ocean, too. I mean, we're going to Key West. I'm taking a dip in that ocean.
So wait,
you are the dip in the ocean.
I can't wait. I can't wait to see the photos of this exciting adventure. It's like a pirate movie.
Wait, now are you like flexing up and, you know, in the mirror and all that shit too? Have you been doing any of that?
Well, I've been looking in the mirror, yeah, but I'm not flexing.
Right, when I just saw you three minutes ago, you were showing
me, Ray.
You were showing me your muscle.
Well, at least I got muscle now.
Hey, Wait, are you planning on trying to find, you know, the future, your future ex-wife on this trip?
No, not in Florida. I hear the girls in Florida are kind of cuckoo.
Well,
good lead-in. Way to go.
Oh, look. Nice look, job. On the board, Florida just dropped support. Interesting.
Wait up your ante there, Kaylin.
Good job, Kaylin. Thanks for ruining everything.
Just anytime.
All right.
So,
well, I'm excited.
So what else have you been doing? Like, what did you eat for Thanksgiving? Don't lie.
I cheated on Thanksgiving. That was my one day where I did the stuffing, I did mashed potatoes, I did sourdough bread.
You become bulimic?
No.
Is Matt right that you have been starving yourself?
I didn't eat yesterday.
Okay. When's the last time you pooped? Don't lie.
2 days ago.
All right. So you are.
I'm sure he looks at Matt. When was it? Poop father.
Yeah, seriously.
He is the porcelain punisher, after all.
His name's.
I literally walked in. I took a sip of coffee. I'm like, hey, how you been, man? He's like, I haven't eaten in a day and a half.
Are you getting lightheaded or anything?
No, actually, I'm not.
And Matt, are you going on this thing?
Oh, yeah.
And are you ready and game and doing it?
Oh, I could not be more excited. I've been looking forward to this for a whole year.
Did you take and you're not going to Mexico, right?
Yeah, we are.
Oh, did you take a quick Spanish class?
You know, I have a refresher.
He has a past in Mexico, by the way.
De Espanol. I think I'll be okay.
Really?
His ex-girlfriend was an import before he got married.
You're kidding.
No.
That's right.
Spicy tomatoes.
Across the border.
Right. But yeah, we're really excited.
She was 14.
Stromer, do you think Ray will be okay on this cruise? We're starting to wonder if Ray's going to go overboard, if Ray's going to throw someone overboard, etc.
The latter more so than the former.
Listen, there's going to be – I know with any time Ray is on a boat in a confined situation
– it's getting weird.
Things are going to get a little nutty. There's going to be some ice sculpture.
Who knows?
That's
true. He's going to create beautiful works of art, but at the same time, he's going to tear things down because that's the old Hoffer technique.
You got to wreck it to build it.
It's funny you mention that because if I'm not mistaken, at least on last year's cruise, there actually was an ice sculpting demo.
There always is.
Somebody brought a big old block of ice and everyone just sits up there super hungover and watches this dude carve an ice angel. Oh, yeah. Just you wait, man. It's like summer camp on a boat.
Oh, this sounds fantastic.
It's great.
There are a lot of bright lights and stuff like that. It's like Vegas, but it's you know, floating, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. Here's what I
really hope to God doesn't happen. The norovirus.
I just hope I don't get arrested.
Overtaking the entire ship and everyone violently throwing up for weeks on end. That, other than that, I hope it's a great time.
Yeah. You can feel the love from Eric there, right? Jesus. Really, Eric?
You're just jealous. No,
I am. I'm jealous. I got to stay here and, like, do shit.
What are the odds? Like, hey, so, Kaylin, this is all – your whole thing is, like, you want to get bedded then, right?
Yeah.
You're doing the weight loss.
There's no other reason.
The reason that I did it is because I became too overweight. I gained a lot of weight. This is a great excuse to take it off again.
Oh, bullshit. What's up?
Ray,
okay, give a backstory.
Kaylin,
I've seen you a lot.
All my shirts that were like a little too big for me just started stretching out all of a sudden. I knew I needed to lose some pounds. This is a good excuse to finally do it.
I thought your bosoms looked fantastic, personally.
Exactly. Exactly my point. But hey, if I do get some out of it, well, then that's a little bonus, isn't it?
Listen, good on you, my friend. Good luck, boys.
Thanks, Eric, for the support.
It's going to be a debacle. By the way, you're not fucking in my room. You know that, right? Well, I'm just telling you now.
Are we in a room again together?
Yeah, no.
Why would I fuck in your room?
No.
How would I even get in your room?
No, you're not in my room, period. Because every time we go on a fucking trip, you wind up in my fucking room.
I'm supposed to
have my own room.
One time.
I walk in, I go, what the fuck are you standing in my room
for? Kayla's in here again.
Yeah.
Starving and crying.
He's like a fucking shadow. I go, Kaylin, what? And then I look at him, and he gives you that puppy dog look and all that, and I like him.
Of course, who doesn't like him?
Now, if it was Gary, I'd go, get the fuck out of here.
No, hell no, Gary.
Maybe. But him, I go, all right, fine. I'm good.
All right, now question.
I'm good. Now I got to nap and jerk off. Can you leave for a while?
Hello. Are you eating on the boat?
Other way around.
Good point. Are you eating on the boat?
Yeah. Once I get to Miami, no more
diet.
So
full eating and everything is going
to
be fine.
Yeah, but once I get back from the cruise again, I do plan to continue my diet still.
Okay, but take it easy. I can hardly see you. You're just
wasting
away. What are you
clocking in at?
Right now, I'm about 186, 187.
Wait,
I started at 196.
Yeah, good job, man.
212.
You do?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Well, I'm fucking fat right now.
No, you're not fat. You're crazy.
I'm fat. For me, I'm fat.
Matt, where are you at now?
He ain't telling.
I'm about like 195, 196.
What are you, the weight cowboy all of a sudden? Listen to you.
195, 196.
Around there.
In junior high. What the fuck? Can we...
Is there anybody to help here? I got to help somebody.
Let's help somebody.
I mean, you know, now that we got all that out of the way.
Sure thing. All right, so this video question is going to be a treat. I'm just letting you guys know.
Oh, no. That means it's long-winded.
Long. It's super
Six
long.
6 minutes.
It's like 3.5 minutes long, but this guy is a character. And,
we just love it. I love hearing you read it. It puts me to sleep. It's fantastic.
Well, I won't be reading
it. Is this the one we clipped before?
This will be a video one. No, this is...
Do we have any callers? Okay.
Go fuck yourself, Ray. I'm going to throw you off the goddamn boat.
Hey!
All right, so this video was sent to us from a woman named Sarah, but apparently this is a video question for her dad, Don.
Uh-oh, we can't hear him, and he's a one-eye. He's a fucking pirate.
Yeah, he is.
He's got glasses on. I guess he had...
Maybe cataracts?
I don't know.
My dog has cataracts, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, Hazel. She keeps running out in the middle of the street thinking there's no cars.
Can you get that fixed?
I don't know. I'm not gonna pay for cataract surgery for the dog.
You want?
Hey, Adam. Hey, Ray. Hey, Stromer. Get it on. Got to get it on. Got a question for you. We're looking at a wall between the kitchen and the living room. Right now we're standing in the living room, and I want to go ahead and open this up and really kind of come in with a breakfast
so
bar from the kitchen
he's showing like
to the living room
24-inch
and
opening.
Open this up. I've had called a couple of contractors, can't get anybody to come out and look at it. I kind of live out in the woods, so to speak, in Oregon. I don't know if it's just too small for them to want to travel this far. So it looks like I may be going to do this myself. We have a cathedral ceiling in the living room. The roof is sticked framed on. We have a wood subfloor sitting on piers on each side of the wall, about 2 feet out, is where the piers sit. So there is no piers underneath this wall. And we'll go into the kitchen and take a look at it from that side. Okay, so now we're in the kitchen. Here's the wall where we're going to have the pass-through. The floor is a subfloor, so we're not sitting on a cement slab. But it is a supporting wall.
Why does he not mention his eye patch? Why?
I don't know if it's a supporting wall for the roof. I wouldn't think so, given the fact of where the piers are sitting.
It's not.
But here's the punch through. My idea is that I'll come in with a cabinet, a breakfast bar type of situation. The refrigerator is actually going to go on this side of this wall strutting out. This wall is load-bearing. The hip of the roof does come down on this post and come down. So the idea is I would do a breakfast bar. I'm going to leave this post here, maybe remove the drywall, narrow it a little bit.
No.
The refrigerator is going to go on this side of the wall.
Okay.
And then I'll come with a wall that'll tie here.
Little doggy
kiss
pass.
So my question really is, how big a beam should I put in? If I leave this post...
4x12.
I know I'm not going to, you know, have a hidden beam. The beam will come down. When I've done this in California, I've moved out, you know, pretty big sections, like 5 feet.
Does he mention his eye at all?
2x6s, and that was about 15 years ago.
Like, we're not fucking curious?
Still standing there with no
problem.
He's
the most interesting man I've ever seen.
The dude has glasses on, and one side, his left side on his glasses, is totally blacked out.
But the full tat sleeve on the left arm...
Matching
the left eye.
He's got to be a pirate,
right? He's the most interesting man I've ever seen in my life.
He is kind of cute.
I don't understand what's going on, but he's awesome.
He is great.
He's like a superhero. He's almost like Aquaman, his dad, Aquaman's dad, isn't he?
Something.
I love this guy.
All right, let's hear him some more.
Go ahead.
Is that it?
For this beam looking that I'm probably going to
remove.
There's
4.5 more minutes.
You know, three of the stuff.
Yeah.
And then my second question is this post. Do you think it's safe to put, say, a 2x10 beam across this whole opening and get rid of this post.
Not 2x10, 4x10.
Carrying the load with the center joist. I really don't want to get underneath the floor and pour any piers.
You don't have to.
You don't have to.
To hold it up. Or do you think I should leave this post in right here?
No,
and just,
not a post.
Come across whatever that is, maybe a 4-foot opening, which I believe it's 4 feet.
It's
so I kind of want to get your opinion on the job. I'm not going to pull a permit for it. I'm a grown-ass man, and I don't need to ask permission from the government to do
it. He's a what?
But
he's a grown-ass man.
I don't want the house to collapse after I'm done doing it.
Stop.
I'm confident with what I need to do and how I need to do it. I just kind of wanted to get your feeling on what you think.
Any
of the pitfalls, anything you'd make sure.
How many minutes?
The pitfall is losing another fucking eye.
Three more minutes.
It's your answer and love all your podcasts.
Awesome.
Now, all right.
Just so
first of all, I want to know about his eye. And after that, I don't give a fuck.
I love him, by the way. He's
good
awesome.
For you.
I think he's awesome. And he doesn't.
He's going on the cruise. Thank God.
Is he? Really?
I don't know.
I'll find out if he is. Find out. Because what the hell's going to happen with what's going to happen with sunglasses?
I'm going to tell him, hey, man, you got to go left. And whatever happens, happens.
I bet he's got like a. It won't.
Maybe
close.
He has a cataract.
The eye won't close down. Right, so he has to have a super dark lens. Is my opinion.
Or he's missing that eye or something.
I don't think he's missing the eye. Because maybe. Oh, that's interesting. You know? Maybe he's missing the eye.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've seen that before.
Let us know what's going on with the eye, by the way, after we have this is how we're going to help you now, but then you have to tell us what happened to your eye because it's kind of an awesome look with the two different color glasses.
Go back to the picture. It's just a static picture of the flip
side. I can tell you what's going on there.
Yeah, the kitchen side. But yeah. I need the lid. Flip the other side, the kitchen side, and I need the lid of the kitchen side because he has a cathedral ceiling.
Yeah. So you're thinking that there's a...
Yeah, because see how low the kitchen is? It's 8 feet, right?
Yeah.
So
9 feet.
No.
Yeah.
That ain't 9 feet.
Yeah,
bro.
It is.
You're out of your mind.
He's 6 feet tall. That's 9 feet or 10 feet.
The fridge is how high?
5.5.
All right. Okay.
There's
then
the
it's,
doorway.
It's 8 feet.
That's the doorway.
The doorway's 6'8".
Yeah.
Okay, now go up more. You're saying it's 9 feet.
Yes.
I'm saying you're out of your mind.
All right.
Okay, 8 or 9. Who cares?
Who cares? Go.
All right. So 1 inch per opening. I mean, 1 inch per foot for the opening, right?
Yeah.
So you said what?
4x12.
Or 10 even, right? And he's only doing 4 feet.
Oh, right? He's only doing 4? I thought he was going to span the whole thing.
Well, the flip side of it, you already got 2 inch. He could open it all the way up.
So he's going to do a post from the doorway on the left side, right?
Leave that there.
Leaving that. Yeah, and then just span that little area.
What's so fucking funny, you guys?
We're just commenting on this guy's style.
Isn't it awesome?
Oh, he's great.
No,
I love
him.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. Doesn't he seem like Aquaman's dad? That's the thing that first popped in.
I like it.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Something. He's great, though.
Yeah.
And he's so smart. He's so like, he's a heavier man, but he's so light with his presence. You know, he's like, he's fun.
Yeah.
I think everyone listening, do themselves a favor. Go to aceontheroof.com. You can check out the video.
This guy's got the greenest shirt available.
It's no strange coincidence that I have feelings of love for this guy, period. That's what I'm going to say. Go ahead.
Hey, if I were him, here's what I would do. I would match the lid line in your kitchen to the exterior. So whatever the lid line is, I draw a line there. I'd cut it all out, and then I'd go up 10 inches or whatever. What's going on now? Anyway, I like that song, kind of. I remember that song. That's those two girls, right?
This is what happens when you don't eat for fucking 2 days, Kalen. All right, just telling you. Go ahead.
A little bit off. Anyway, then put the header above that, you know, jack it up or whatever. You shore it up. By the way, when you're doing this, you got to shore up your kitchen because you don't want those sticks falling after you cut it out.
We want to also make sure that we want to know what's going up to the cathedral apex and where the support is once you open the drywall. So what you got to do basically is pull the drywall off and look up, make sure that everything's copacetic before you proceed, you know, and then shore up everything before you take out the framing on that wall to make sure that there's no issue there, and then you should be fine. Because I think it is superficial.
But he's going to have to move the power too.
Right.
He's also going to have to move the power from the refrigerator, like duck it, just push it under the house, cap it and push it under the house,
right,
which is bad to do. But do that anyway.
Yeah.
Or it depends how it's running. You might have to push it up.
He could go. He could drill through the studs above the beam and run the.
And then I'd do a bar. If you wanted to do a bar, because he said he wanted to do a bar, I'd leave the whole pass through open. I wouldn't put a cabinet or a bar there. Maybe a little bar, because I'd want that opening to be way bigger than it is.
Because then you want some pendant lights or something coming down.
Right, coming down it's got and like a seating area.
Yeah, exactly.
But don't you want the pass through itself to be? It looks like we're on the small side now.
Right.
You know what I mean? So the pass-through itself, I want
now,
to be at least 30
feet. Look at him. The fridge is only 32 plus another cabinet. So, yeah, you're right. It's like 4 or 5 feet. That's about it.
Yeah, so he could do that.
He could do a 4x10.
Yeah, easy. Yeah. And it would look good. And maybe even leave, if you want, just pick up the header wherever it is, cut it, and then leave it exposed.
Yeah.
You could do that. You know, of course, you're going to kick it off at both ends. You're going to have a king stud and a trimmer underneath it.
Right.
Regardless of where you go. And then, just match the drywall. I mean, he's got the radius bullnose. You see that?
Yeah.
So that's like screaming 90s. By the way, that stuff's going to come back.
The round corners? I know.
Don't you hate it?
I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
Yeah.
All right. I like this guy. What's his name?
I do too.
The guy's name was Don.
I wish we
Don,
could
send another vidi.
Send another vidi. Tell us what's going on with your eye. I still don't get it.
No, actually, don't tell us what's good. It'll make it great.
All right.
And then, wait a minute. When you're doing hammer and nail with one eye, does it mess up? It's got to mess up.
Got to perception a little bit. We don't know if the eye works or not. It might work. It just might have a problem with the aperture closing down with sun.
Maybe. What? Then you're going to mention it. Hey, this is what's going on, fellas, right?
Know. I'm not sure. All right. We got to know. Hey, we got Murray in Tulsa for crying out loud.
Let's do him.
Come on.
Murray, what's up?
Hey, good to talk with you guys again. I'm the guy with the big garage down in Tulsa. You remember me?
Oh, hell yeah. How's that going over there?
Yeah. I finished it up.
Really? That's nice.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
You sent pictures, right? You sent pictures before.
Yeah, I did. Sure did.
Yeah, it's a huge barn.
Yeah.
Outdoor storage.
Yeah, 3,200 square foot garage.
What do you got in there now?
5 cars and a lift and loft and all kinds of tool, welders and jig tables and stuff like that.
Is it heated?
Oh, yeah, it's heated.
Good for you. Hey, Murray, are you named after your dad?
No, I'm actually named after my mother. Last name was Murray.
Oh, okay. Because whenever you get dubbed a name like Murray, there has to be a story.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Not too much to it. 2 last names.
Got it.
But listen, I'm calling about something different on our house. It's about 17 years old. I noticed we had a leak in the roof, or you know, coming on the ceiling, and went up there, and it's those.
Your line is so bad, Murray.
It is.
Yeah, it's really bad.
You want me to? You need to call back?
Yeah, call back.
Do that. Do
I'll
that.
Back.
Call us back.
All right,
call Bye back. Now.
Yeah, he's got a great situation there, doesn't he?
That and
remember
then
that
those
building?
Pictures were beautiful too. Yeah, and all that greenery, and it looked like it was on a mild slope.
That's
right?
Exactly right.
Yeah,
5 cars. He's got a lift in there, heated in the wintertime in Oklahoma. That'd be badass.
I thought you were kidding when you remembered, but
no,
we
I
both
remember.
Really
yeah,
do.
Yeah, I remember that.
I like
space.
That
because that's an enviable space for
it was
anyone
awesome.
That likes to tinker. That was like one of the all time great spaces.
He had a spread.
Yeah,
a spread and a half. Hey, Matt, you got a Twitter question or anything like that?
Yeah, we can move over to an email question while we're trying to get him back on the line. Please email us, aceonthehouse@adamcarolla.com. Hey there, Ray.
Hey, Matt, are you getting the extra drink package on the
drink
cruise?
Package? Yeah. Hell yeah, man.
You are?
Absolutely.
So check this
we
out, Eric.
This.
Yeah, yeah.
Stromer, you spend an extra $250, right?
Yeah.
And then you get 17 drinks a day.
Is that enough for you?
I would kind of hope so,
17
right?
17 drinks, that's 2 an hour for...
I believe
like
it's
two,
15,
four, six,
actually.
Eight,
15
12.
Drinks a day.
No, ask Matt. It's 17, right, Matt?
Remember Chris came in and corrected me?
I thought it was 15 as well.
So that's 2...
15? That ain't worth it.
That's 2 drinks an hour for 12-hour shifts.
Actually, I asked him, if you get up to 5 drinks a day, then you've already made... Then you've already broken even.
What do you mean if you get up to 5 drinks a
day? So if you don't get the drink package and you order 5 drinks a day for the 4 days, then you've already paid for the cost of the drink package.
Oh, you've already... Okay, yeah. I gotcha.
All right,
so that's the
deal.
Math of it?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to pay at the bar, though, do you?
Yeah.
You just get...
No, don't you have a... card?
Does it go to your room or whatever?
No, what happens is if I'm remembering correctly, you prepay and then you either have like a bracelet or something. So when you're actually at the bar, they'll scan it for you or they'll scan your room card or something and they'll just take off the 15. But there is other ways that you can spend money on the boat, believe me.
Now, who's smuggling? Like, I know a lot of people that go on these cruises and they smuggle in like hard liquor and all that. Through bags
no,
and all that.
I have no clue.
Nobody's doing that?
Do they check your
it
bags?
It has to be a pretty elaborate you smuggle to do it. Yeah, it's way too intense.
You're only
to
allowed to
it.
Have wine or something like that. I remember
yeah, you
I
can
put
bring
on
a bottle of wine a person, I think.
Right, so what you do is like you get
15 drinks a day. Ray, you're going to be just fine. You will be.
I'm on one right now.
Well, I'm just telling you, you can do like what Gary did last year, which is after, 5:30 in the afternoon when he's already used all 17 of his drinks.
Right.
He just would chat with fans and other people, just have extra drinks that they're not going to drink.
Oh, sure.
Gary would work that?
Oh, hell yeah.
He did?
He did. He's a stud.
The guy can barely talk his way out of a box and he worked all these
How many drinks a day could you If you got,
oh,
if you were, if you were given 30 drinks a day, could you do?
4th of July in, where was I, in Wisconsin, I think collectively, I was with a family, and collectively, it must have been 30 each.
30 a day.
Well, I was at 30.
30.
Yeah, beer.
30
But,
beers.
You know, like light beer, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like 3.2% or
Not
something
Not even
like
a
that.
Problem functioning?
No.
With 30 beers?
No. No, summertime, you start in the morning. You start at 6 a.m.
What time you start?
start when you wake up. You're playing Bago or whatever you're playing.
Yeah.
Then you're on the boat. I'm not driving the boat, by the way. Thank you. Won't do that.
No.
Then you do the tubing and the skiing and all that. Then you go
Where
back.
Were you in Wisconsin?
Red Cedar Lake or something like
nice
that.
Nice job.
It's called. It's beautiful.
Oh,
there,
I know. Tell me about
it's
it.
It's so pretty.
I love it.
Hey, and then I never saw fireflies really before.
Fireflies are fantastic.
And they have them there.
Yeah, they do. Put them in a jar, run around.
And I didn't do that. But I should have. Yeah. I should have. All right, hey.
All right, there he is.
Murray's back. Murray, you got fireflies over there too, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Is this any better?
Yeah, way better.
Okay. My cell phone.
What do you got? What do you got going on? Explain.
Okay.
Explain now.
Explain. Okay. It's the the vent pipes that come out of your roof.
Yeah.
For venting out the bathrooms or whatever, where they
any water.
So there's like four vent pipes in the roof, and we started seeing some water, come down through the ceiling, and went up there, and they have a metal plate and a rubber boot. And the rubber boot was cracked on them, so we put some silicone around the cracks. Well, that lasted about a year, and now they're leaking again. And I've seen this thing called a perma boot at Lowe's. It's like $19, and you don't pull up what's already in place. You just slide
you
it
slip
on top
it over
of
the top of it. Yeah,
yeah. Or you can you take the thing off. My question is. Which way would you go? Would you go with just that perma boot thing, or would you actually hire a roofer, come out here, pull those things off, put new ones on?
No, because then you have to thread them into the shingle. What kind of roof do you have?
Shingles.
Yeah, because if you pull the whole thing off, then you got to like weave it back, and you don't want to do that. And besides that, you have more. There's more of a situation where it could leak somewhere else. So I like the boot idea a lot. I also like the roofing tape. They have that roofing tape, which looks like drywall tape, too. And you wrap it with that, then you put mastic around it. Ugly look, but it works. And when you look at that, never. But I do like the boot idea. And maybe with the boot idea, put it on, squirt some silicone in, or push it down to its spot, and then silicone it from the top. As long as it covers the whole area.
Yeah. It does. It slides down. There's like a two-piece, and a cap slides over that.
Right.
So it's like a double sleeve.
I know. They're great. They work.
Yeah.
But like you said, to your point, the rubber does, being in the UV and everything else, it will break down eventually. So it's something you got to check on every once in a while.
All right.
And you know what else you can do? They have that spray. They have that spray roofing stuff, too. You can spray the hell out of the thing after you put it on. But mask it off a little bit so you don't spray the shingles.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
Sounds good. Sounds good.
Hold on. Maybe Eric has a better idea for
you. No, I like this. Okay. I've used those boots. Those are badass.
Yeah, they're good.
I would use them.
Yeah. You got it.
They're cheap.
Yeah, cheap and good.
Hey, and send us some more pictures of your finished garage, please.
Yeah, show, what kind of cars do you have in there?
Nothing really, you know, fancy or anything. I do have a 68 convertible Camaro that.
Well, that's nice.
You want to give me? Okay.
Well, it's for sale if you like. I'm interested.
What are you trying to get for some? Isn't that like 60 grand now?
Well, if they're all fixed up, yeah. Mine is not.
Yeah.
Mine's just a shell. It's been in storage for 35 years.
Oh, my God. Wait, are you the original owner?
No, I'm not.
The math wouldn't work anyway. Because it's 68.
You got to get that one going, man. That's a beautiful car.
Yeah, get that. That sounds like a plan. That's your winter project.
Yeah, actually, I want to build a race car, so I can only do one of the two, so I'm going to build the race car instead.
You better call back when Matt and Adam are here and ask them, because they've built many a car. How many cars does Adam have now?
30-something or 40.
You know?
He said. Yeah, he talks about them all the time.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, he's kind of influenced me a little bit over the years.
Good.
Me too.
I haven't bought a Lamborghini yet, though.
A Lamborghini? That's what
I haven't
they call
bought one yet.
All right, hey Murray, happy holidays to you, man.
Happy holidays to you.
Thank you.
Bye. See you,
Merry Christmas.
All right, buddy.
Bye, bye.
Bye. I like Murray.
Yeah, he's great.
A great name. What's your plans for? Are all the kids going to be in town and all that?
Well, Wyatt, my son just went back to Michigan. He's got another 2 weeks for Christmas.
Again.
I know.
Yeah,
I think Harbaugh is.
You think he's leaving?
No, he's not leaving. But he's got his recruiting class will show up
in a
probably
year
more
two.
In a year or yeah. two. Yeah, I think.
Yeah, he's so great.
We'll see. I think he'll end up being okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's coming back home?
He's coming back home 2 weeks, and then you know, he goes back again and starts the second semester.
How are his grades?
I think he's doing okay, man.
You don't know?
He changed majors. He's cinema, film.
What was he before?
Theater. Couldn't take it. Couldn't handle it. He didn't like it.
Wait, that's a different major altogether?
Different major altogether.
They sound like they're hand in hand.
Yeah, he was done with it. He's done. He can't do it.
You know, I think I took a theater class at L.A. Valley College and name all the parts of a theater, like the proscenium. And then I got an A in the class, but I remember that being one of my harder classes that I thought was going to be cush.
It's a lot of memorization and lines. And, you know, he's like,
Forget it.
I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
I'm out. He can work. He's worked already a little bit. TV and stuff, so he's like, I don't need to really do this, I don't think.
I get it.
I can make movies. That's better. I need to know how to do that.
Does he have an agent and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, he's got all that stuff. Yeah.
Does he go out on stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know this one kid. He's 18 now. He's my buddy Russell's kid. Just turned 18. He's like 6'4", 220. Good kid. Half Argentinian, half English. Super handsome. Mom was a model, right?
Yeah.
Argentinian side. And so now he gets these gigs where, like, good-looking extras.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And you know what it pays today?
What?
Oh, like $700.
What?
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Like high-endy extra work.
Oh, they have different delineations of folks.
Right. You know,
really?
Like here, you're going to be here for 2 days. You get this much. You're like a steroided extra.
That's a beautiful job for a kid 20 years old, right?
18.
Jeez, 18, 20, 700 bucks a day.
I know. Man. But I got to give it to the kid because he worked at like a fast food place for a while.
See?
For quite some time, like about almost a year
while
he was in school, in high school. So he did both. So he's deserved. Definitely
of course.
Deserve it.
Anybody you see in a fast food restaurant that doesn't look like they've, you know, had a hard time, great.
Great.
Right.
You know, and you're working it.
Did you see the movie about the dude, Ray Kroc, that started McDonald's with Michael Keaton? Did you see that?
I didn't see that, no.
It's an unbelievable story. I had no idea.
Very good movie.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
And it was all about
the fact that he
realized if he owned the land.
Then he could take over.
Then
the
he could
business.
Take over the business, man. He started to
from the McDonald's
buy
brothers.
All the property, right? It's an incredible story.
Yeah. And I think the McDonald. I wonder what the net worth of the McDonald brothers is versus Ray Kroc. It's got to be. Something.
I didn't see the end, Kalen. Did you?
And then he owned the.
Yeah, I saw it.
He owned the Padres too.
What happened at the end?
I don't want to spoil it.
Well, who cares? It's just me and you, isn't it? Oh, wait. We have listeners. All right.
He bought the pot, and then his wife gave away like $1 zillion.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah. I think that's good. Hey, we got an Andy dude.
Yeah, we do.
Orgone. What's up, Andy?
How's it going, guys?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, so I have got a house that was built in 1940, and as you can imagine, the floors are pretty wavy.
Are they oak?
So, no, they're pine.
Wait, you got a pine floor? Is it a subfloor then, Andy?
Well, it's not a subfloor. It's hardwood originally. Okay, I'm not explaining this right. I'm sorry. The house has had like three additions on it. So the original house, pine, hardwood, that's wavy. And then the bathrooms that were added later, those do have subfloors. And, of course, those are wavy. And then the master bedroom, which we want to start remodeling soon, it's wavy.
Now, what do you mean wavy? Because of wear and tear or the wood's cupping or it was installed wrong? What do you mean wavy? So it's all the planks
are
cupping?
Yeah, the wood is cupping.
What are the size of the plank? What's the width? Give me the width. Give me the width. Width of the planks.
I'm going to say probably 2 inch, 2.5.
Yeah, it's tough for that stuff to cup. You know, so did it get wet?
Oh, I'm sure it has.
Now, do you have enough meat on it that you could sand it down? Can you refinish it?
See, that's the thing I'm not sure about. I've never tried refinishing floors before, so I really don't know. My wife and I go back and forth whether or not we want to try to refinish them. I'm sure we need to just have somebody come out that knows what they're doing to look and tell us if there's enough meat left on it.
Well, here's what you could do. You could get a sander, an orbital sander, or even get a belt sander if you're very, very careful, and start out in the closet, you know, and see what's going on in the closet. Take it down, make it flat, see if you get any shiners through, like cleats come through, then you can't. You know, if they don't, there's a possibility you could. You know, and then when any guy comes in to finish your hardwood, by the way, he's going to tell you, hey, listen, if this happens, I'm not responsible and everything else. And then to match stuff up, like if boards have to be replaced, they're going to tell you, you know, what they're going to tell you. But you're going to have to strip the whole thing. Then you're going to have to, you know, put the poly on, or you're going to have to put the coloring on, or you're going to have to do whatever you want. But I'd go for the whole thing if I were you. Especially the transitions.
By the way, is this old growth pine like from years ago, or is it just crappy?
I think it's
soft
fir.
Pine. Because pine is unusual as a flooring surface unless it's really old growth from, you know, 1900s, early 1900s.
And you're
well,
remember,
the house
but it's
was
probably
built in
Doug
39.
Fir. Yeah, it's probably Doug fir.
Yeah, it's probably Doug fir. It's probably not pine.
Is it TNG? Do you know? It's got to be.
I'm not sure.
And they're only 2-inch wide boards, like a basketball court look, or small, narrower than that.
No, you're about right. Yeah, it's all covered up. Some of the areas have vinyl down over it, and some of the areas have carpet over it. I have pulled up a few areas just to kind of look at the floor, you know, a little bit. But like the areas where it's vinyl, you can see that the floor has got some waves to it, some dips and some cups.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but some of that you're just going to have, and it's acceptable.
And if you don't mind the sort of the irregularity of it, it can be really pretty, and it would be worth just doing, like Ray said, just do the whole floor over, and it'll be really, I think it's really cool looking. If it's dug fir, it's a little bit harder. It won't be so easy to dent with like high heels or, you know,
anything,
boots or anything.
Gravel.
If it's soft, if it's soft pine, that you can literally, like, you know, push down with a screwdriver easily and create a dent, then you may want to think about some other floor surface altogether.
Because I even see, you know, I've been to many of homes of late even where you see engineered wood and you can see the dog scratches from small dogs.
Right.
You know, and you can, if you get it in the right light, you don't see it when you're right on top of it, but if it hits in the right light, you'll see it.
Yeah.
And you'll see where, you know, but...
But I like that look, personally.
I don't mind it either.
So maybe just go for it and see what it looks like.
Eric, you know, to what Eric likes, Eric had a sofa in his living room, and he had oak, was it? Four-inch plank?
Yeah.
Anyway, one of the legs was missing.
Yeah.
So Eric really loves the gouged look on the floor.
Yeah, seriously, for years, it literally was like a turntable arm going back and forth. My kids jumping on the couch gouged it so bad. They're like quarter-inch gouges, and it looks like wolves were trying to claw through the floor.
But you walk around that area so you won't get wounded.
Yeah, exactly.
You won't get hurt at Eric's house.
Yeah.
So Eric's very good at the distressed look. He'll come over and fix it up for you.
Yeah, that's right.
Here, I got an idea. Here's what we're going to do to your furniture. We're going to set it in nails.
Yeah.
No, but you can
handle
it, man. I'd keep the old stuff,
too. Keep the old stuff.
We sound so weird with this open mic.
I like it.
So if I pull up my flooring and there's, like, blood stains and a chalk mark from where the body was, you're saying just leave that and epoxy over it.
Listen, you can get it to look good. You know, but if you rip the whole thing up and you have urine stains and, you know, God knows what, and they won't work themselves out, then you might have to put a stain over the whole thing and then put a clear coat over
it. Yeah, and the most important thing...
Don't do high gloss.
Most important thing is to make sure that the floor is suitable as a flooring surface, right? So have the hardwood guy come and tell you what kind of wood it is. And if it's older pine, great. If it's brand new from like 1980 pine, it's going to be too soft and it'll be
a nightmare. And it's not pine anyway. You're wrong on
that. It's probably Doug fir.
Sorry. You don't know. It's probably Doug fir. Yeah. So anyway, and then also if it's that old, as you say, go with the satin look. Don't go with the high gloss because the high gloss will give you – it'll wink at you and you'll see it from space, meaning the satin will hide flaws more so.
And in the master bedroom and the bathroom, you guys, where it is like a plywood subfloor.
Yeah.
Am I going to have to pull that up to level that out?
If you want the transitions to be, I gotta drop you, but I'll tell you what to do because the sound's really bad. Sorry, Andy. Andy, if you want the transitions to be the same, yes, unfortunately, unless you want to put vinyl over it. And then whatever your transition is, like I don't like to put a big threshold. I like what do you like, Eric? I'll even use metal or I'll use something that's flat.
Flat's better.
Flat's always better.
Yeah.
You know, and even like if you're doing a vinyl or whatever you are, then you can do a reducer.
Yeah.
And it goes from zero to whatever.
To however the floor height, whatever the floor height is, yeah.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah, I like that better.
There we go.
See?
We're always in agreement.
I think it's just
simpatico.
Yeah, that's right.
There it is. That's
I don't mind.
It. So, Matt.
What up?
How many days are we gone for?
Well, if you are counting the Corolla Drinks event on as we're recording this tomorrow night, we are gone for 5 nights.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, 1 night in Miami and then 4 nights.
What are my
cruise.
Responsibilities? Because I haven't read my itinerary.
Maybe we should talk about this off mic and we can get back to helping people.
Like, but I'm trying to help myself right now, bro.
Oh, I get that.
Oh, okay.
Believe me. No, when we're done with the show, I'm
going to have to, like, do stuff, right?
A couple little things.
Does Ray have to get a physical?
Oh, God, no.
Turn your head to the right.
So he can just go and no problem?
There's, like, a health questionnaire he has to fill out, but it's pretty simple.
What are you getting at, Eric?
I'm just trying to make sure that you're okay.
I
don't want a nation to cradle an unhealthy Ray, is what I'm saying.
A nation to cradle.
You know what I'm saying?
Do we have anyone else we can help then?
Yes, we do. We have an email question I've been trying to get to here. Think,
so anyway, Eric.
like All right. Hey there, Ray, Eric, PP, and Seaman Bean. Greetings from Vancouver Island, BC. I got a hell of a project I'm starting. Got about a week to turn it around. 1.5 bathrooms into 2 full. Gutting both rooms, kicking wall into main bathroom to allow room for neo-angle shower in ensuite. Basically, I'd like to have some thoughts on flooring options, such as the vinyl water-resistant glue downs, perhaps just straight tile, perhaps a click-together laminate wood kind of look.
Nope.
I've got 2x1 tiles for the new tub and shower layout. Should I do a flush line down with the skirt lip in tile, or perhaps build it out with an edge to place things upon it as well? If I need to steal inches from between the rooms, would 2x4s on the side be too weak with flex?
Yep.
Pretty damn handy myself. Just would love some thoughts from you guys. Same layout in the main bathroom in suite becomes Neo, where WC is, and WC moving to its right, facing outdoor.
Do you know what WC means, Matt?
Toilet.
Bro.
Oh, sorry.
Huh? I'm talking to the Porcelain Punisher.
Yeah, you are.
Water closet.
Attaboy. I told you that, didn't I?
No. All right, let's do it. You got it.
Who told you that?
I've been to other countries.
He's been
before.
Places. He was with that lovely young lady from Mexico once.
That's
duh.
True. No, that's called hole in the floor.
Yeah.
Don't talk about my ex that way.
Oh. Hey! Oh. What? Oh. How dare you?
How dare I?
I like the tile. I like ceramic in the bathroom if it's going to be used often and there's a tremendous amount of water. It's just the surface to use, personally.
I agree.
No,
I agree.
No,
and I do like
laminate.
No laminate. I do like the vinyl though, with the waterproof glue.
I don't like the vinyl unless it's
super
mid century old school look or super high endy. To your point, if it tries to emulate tile, it looks lame.
No, bad.
Bad.
You're right. Yeah. And then everything else you're talking about, I mean...
You can't steal inches with your shit framed on the side, too small and wacky. I don't like it.
No, and it's got to support weight, too.
Yeah.
So don't do that. You don't. And if you're stealing inches, you're doing something wrong, maybe.
You can, give up another 2 inches for a flat placement of your studs on the floor for your plates and stuff. So, yeah, just do that.
And they have those with the tile, they have those... shampoo racks and whatever you have that are ceramic.
Yeah.
And fit those in there. That
between
would look
the
good.
Studs, yeah.
Right, between and the tile.
Sunk
and
into
it
the
looks
wall.
Really nice.
Yeah, it does look good.
And then, soap soap holder and all that kind of stuff. Because you do want a little bit of shelving in your – or you can even do a one-off shelf, and do a piece of glass across the back with gussets or whatever.
Yeah. Yep.
Work it out that way. I wonder what he's going to do for his enclosures.
I hope it's tile.
No, I'm talking about like glass wall or door or whatever.
Yeah.
And then moving the water closet, good idea. You got it. Hey, you know what happened to me once?
What?
I was up in Studio City, right?
Yeah.
This dude did a remodel. Not me. I came in to save the day. Anyway, there was a three-sided window, on the 22.
Yeah.
Dude covered it. Then he notched out, covered part of the window, one of the windows. Framed down, and then he built a hole within the framing for the water closet to fit in.
No.
Yes.
What'd you do?
I demoed the whole thing.
Yeah, you gotta get.
Yeah, you gotta get it out. And then he had like a vent pipe in there and everything else, but you couldn't take the lid off the toilet the way he had it designed.
Genius.
Yeah.
So who would let that occur? Right.
Don't know.
Oh, that's bad.
I know. So bad. It's like, wait a minute, why didn't you say stop here? And then he had a steam room, right?
Yeah.
This guy had a steam room. Guess where the thermostat was?
Where?
Outside of the steam room.
No.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
They go, it doesn't work because I go, well, yeah, because you're registering the heat from the outside, not the inside of the steam room. Yeah, we know. Can you fix that? Yeah, I'll tear apart this marble.
Did you end up doing the whole thing?
I did it. Fixed it.
Attaboy.
Yeah.
See how you are.
I know. And then a rat got to the...
No.
A rat got to the... so it worked for a long time, and then a rat got to the...
To the water line?
The wiring
of
it, yeah. And it was the... the four-prong... what do they call it? Cat five.
Why do the rats go for the wires? Do you know?
I have no idea.
Just because they do.
It's got to be some smell or something.
Maybe they like the vibe of the charge. It's the chewy, maybe.
Maybe.
Got to keep those rat teeth sharp.
Matt, why do you chew wires?
What's that? I'm sorry?
Uh-huh.
See? I honestly didn't hear what you said. We're trying to... That guy Murray sent us pictures.
Oh, he did already? Yeah, let's see him.
Oh, let's see. Okay.
Oh, that's cool. So he's got the prefab metal truss system.
Look at that.
He threw this thing up. Oh, that's really cool.
Really
look
cool.
At the lights, and he's got
there's that Camaro.
They call those market lights.
I like that look, man. That's great.
This guy's got it going on.
Yeah, he does.
That's like
a hanger.
Fan.
It almost looks like
a hanger.
Oh, with a lift, too?
Listen, if that was in California, but they would be doing
be a million
there,
bucks.
Man.
Yeah, you would.
Again, please go to aceontheroof.com to
see
the picks.
So he's got a lift, too. Above ground lift. Super. Yeah, there's the hillside.
There it is. I remember that.
Yeah.
That's very nice,
Murray.
Yeah,
you did a great job. Good nice for work. You. Murray, I'll come visit you anytime.
Yeah.
With that said, we want to thank you for your support for aceontheroof.com. I mean, visit there anyway. Hey, Eric, you do the rest. You're better.
Visit aceontheroof.com. Click the PayPal button to subscribe. Click through our Amazon link, Twitter at aceonthehouse, facebook.com/aceonthehouse. Follow Ray at Ray Oldhofer. Follow Eric at Eric Stromer. Rate us 5 stars on iTunes and leave a comment and email us your video questions. Thank you. And with that said, you boys have a fantastic time on the boat.
Thank you, sir. Right.
Bon voyage, baby.
Okay, woohoo!
Subscribe on iTunes or visit aceontheroof.com. This is Corolla Digital.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.